Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland Martin commentary brought to you by IncomeAtHome.com. Want to earn serious money from your kitchen table? Income at Home wants you. Earn real money at home. Check out the $1,000 giveaway at IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Roland.
Hey, Sybil, how you doing? Hope you had a great weekend. I know I did, thanks to Tom and Jay. All that trash they were dogging a brother on Friday. Texans, Aggies. Real quiet on Monday, huh, gentlemen? Thought so. All right. they were killing me.
He wants to fight.
He just wants to fight.
Great Aggie victory over Oklahoma.
Okay, bro.
Yes, yes. Tom, please go for the Patriots this Sunday. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
No, I'm with you, man.
No. Your jinx is truly effective. Uh-huh. It is effective. So you and Tom Brady fix a bunch.
Somebody fight with him. He wants to fight.
Hey, Tom, author Taylor Branch. You know, we talked to him a few months ago about his book on the NCAA. But he won the Pulitzer Prize for his book on Dr. Martin Luther King. And he has a new book out called The King Years, Historic Moments in the Civil Rights Movement. He joins us right now. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
Doing great. I got to ask you, you know, look, Robert Cairo, you know, the author who wrote, he has written these just ridiculous books about LBJ. You have other authors who are fixated on certain folks. For you, it has been the civil rights movement. What is it about the movement where you said, you know, I'm going to make this just my thing?
Well, I grew up in Atlanta. I was in the first grade of the year of the Brown decision, and I was in college the year the spring that Dr. King got killed. So all of my early years were around the civil rights movement. I wasn't brought up. My dad had a dry cleaning plant. I wasn't brought up to care about it, but it was so relentless and went so deep that by the end it turned around the whole direction of my life's interests against my will, and I've been after it ever since, and still enthralled. You know, I think the race issue is the doorway to discovery about what democracy really is, but sadly, it's also the doorway to how most people deceive themselves about what we've really accomplished and what we need to do going forward.
One of the things that jumps out at me, we talk about the civil rights movement. So many people get fixated on speeches and rallies, but they lose the significant strategy that was involved. Dr. King, A. Philip Randolph, so many others. You really highlight that as well, just the strategy behind the various decisions.
This book is aimed in some ways to be an introduction to people. I picked out the 18 moments in the whole sweep of the movement that I thought are most salient today, but what they all have in common is just what you say, is that the people in the movement were in internal conflict every moment, fighting with each other about what the best course is. And the big thing about civil rights is that people today never really look back about exactly how things have changed since then. Texas won the national championship in football with a 95-player team in 1969 that didn't have one single black player on it. That's after Dr. King was killed. So things have changed very slowly, but they've changed very dramatically because of what civil rights did. And a lot of mainstream America is in denial about it. I mean, when I was growing up, every single white person in the South was a Democrat. We didn't even have any Republicans. They were scarce as polar bears. You couldn't find a Republican in the South. There wasn't a single member of the House of Representatives who was a Republican from Texas to the Atlantic Ocean. And because Barry Goldwater opposed the Civil Rights Act, it turned our whole partisan structure upside down so that now most white Southerners are Republicans. So people kid themselves when they think that a lot of politics is not still about race. And the great thing about civil rights is that it shows you that people with a lot of disadvantages can still be great leaders in a cause, because that's exactly what the civil rights people were.
Well, Taylor, it is a fascinating book. First of all, your other books also have been truly, truly great. And I do hope people read this book and others, because they need to understand that you have to understand today's politics by understanding these critical moments in history. The book is called The King Years, Historic Moments in the Civil Rights Movement. Author Taylor Branch. Taylor, thanks a bunch.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.